You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Baines about Shelter's roadside assistance.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant with double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese. It's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Don Barnes, Jake Wimberly along with you, and of course George Broadstreet over in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk. And we were talking during the break about some of the interesting things that are coming in 4A and those matchups, and we want to talk about those. But before we do, let's visit with our coach in the Coach's Corner, and that tonight is Peddle Coach Marcus Boyles. Good evening, Coach Boyles. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing great. I know that you would rather be talking to us after a W, but tonight it was not the case. So give us a little rundown of how things shook out with Peddle tonight.
Yeah, I mean, first half, Meridian just completely dominated us. I mean, there's no word around it. It's 21-7 at halftime, and we just give credit to Meridian. They came out ready to play, and we really did not. And then the second half, they scored on a punt return, the only points they had, and scored two touchdowns and have a chance to score the tie and win at the end of the game, and just can't convert a fourth down, and they hold us and win the ball game 28-21.
Well, you know, it's one of those kind of deals where on any given Friday night, it can, and they say it every game. I think every game, somebody in a stands or on a broadcast somewhere says this is a game of inches. It's a game of chance, and sometimes it falls your way, sometimes it doesn't. And you could go back and you could say, if it was just this one play, if we could come down to that one play, everything might have been a little different. Isn't that always the way it goes, though?
It is, and it's probably, you know, probably more than one. It's probably three or four plays in a lot of ball games, and that's what it was tonight. It's, you know, who knows, if we tackled the punt return guy, he got returned 83 yards for a touchdown, then, you know, it might be 21-21 at the end of the game. I, you know, go to overtime. I mean, I don't know. But, you know, we had opportunities to make plays, and again, getting the leading credit, they made the plays and we didn't, and got to move on from there.
What's ahead for Petal next week, Coach?
Yeah, we're going to do George County next week and then to Terry the following week.
George County, that's going to be a tough game for you, too. They've got a great program going on over there.
You know, Matt Collins done a really good job over there, and then, you know, obviously carrying the same way they knocked off Oak Grove last week. So, two games that are going to be tough for us on the road, and we got to win.
Well, Coach, we're going to let you go get into the bed. let you get some rest tonight. We appreciate you staying up with us late tonight,
though. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
You know, appreciate it.
You bet. Okay. Coach Marcus Boyle's there from Petal, and I'll tell you what, it's so hard for these guys to, you know, they're waiting and waiting and waiting for that interview, and especially when they know they got to talk about how they didn't rise to the occasion. So that's tough. You don't like your coach's corner interviews to go on nights when you take a sore one on the chin.
Yeah, and you know, you look at Region 3, it's amazing. Six teams are still alive in Region 3 mathematically in the playoffs. George County.
Is it ordinally? Can we use the word? They're still alive ordinarily?
I don't know. It's related to the ranking. I do know that.
It's in the same family.
The word ordinarily I know what it means.
Well,
so right now, Pearl at 5-0, they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon at 4-1, they're going to be in. And then you've got Terry and Petal at 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Boyle just said they play in the last week of the season. You've got Oak Grove and you got Meridian at 2-3. So, I mean, you've got a conundrum. In Region 3,
is
what you have.
Wow, yeah. And that game tonight with Petal, had it gone just a little differently, obviously, would have made that conundrum maybe a little less conundrous.
Exactly.
Can I use the word conundrous?
Very nice. I like the way you framed that up. And you're right. Less conundrous is what it would have been, because Petal would have been 4-1,
right,
and they would have had a lot. They would have locked it up.
Yeah, clear path.
And expected them to do that tonight, but again, that's what happens when we expect things in Mississippi High School football.
Exactly.
It doesn't turn out that way a lot of times.
Well, and you could do that with several. Now, personally, when I was setting up in the booth tonight, I never expected these two teams to be that far apart, with Pelahatchie losing by 48 points.
Right.
You just didn't see it coming.
You know, you mentioned, you were talking about 4A a moment ago, you know, the number one team, our number one team in our rankings for 4A was Poplarville. Of course, we talked about them a little earlier in our interview, and they won over Purvis 69-34. But East Central, you know, they're there. They beat Bay tonight 54-13. But another highly ranked 4A team was Mendenhall, and they lost tonight to Northeast Jones 21-20. And another big matchup in 4A was Pontotoc and Itawamba AHS. Both of them were 8-1, and Pontotoc won that game at Itawamba AHS 28-16. So Pontotoc was a tough team in the North.
Yeah, Pontotoc is. They're undefeated in the North. We were looking at that a while ago. Pontotoc had one loss in the North, undefeated in their region. Then you got Poplarville and East Central in the South. And, you know, Poplarville, a team that made it last year. We saw them in the state championship game. They lost to Lafayette. But they're a team that, you know, they wet their palate with that championship game last year.
Yeah.
And that is their goal this year. I mean, right now, I mean, they're playing as good as anybody. But East Central, here's something to keep your mind on, or your eyes on. East Central, coming into tonight, had only given up 61 points on the season. So that East Central-Poplarville matchup they're, you know, kind of heading towards each other in that South State championship.
Yep. Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
And that could be a good one. That could be a really, really good ball game, man. Tell you what, and we could do this all night.
Oh yeah,
hey, we're coming up with matchups like that.
I got a message from Russ earlier as a text, and he did want me to mention Crystal Springs and McGee. McGee beat Crystal Springs 24-17, and that's a 3A matchup. And I know he's got some of his associates that are always following those teams, but he wanted me to throw that in. McGee over Crystal Springs 24-17.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that. Pull that up here for McGee and see, you know, kind of where they're and Crystal Springs for that matter moving forward.
Yeah, and also one other I want to just throw in here, because this game was really back and forth. This was back and forth all the way. Raleigh Raleigh edged St. Andrews tonight 36-32. And that game was kind of back and forth all throughout the evening. But Raleigh won that one over St. Andrews.
So Raleigh beat St. Andrews. Another conundrum.
Yes.
Region 3 and Region 6, 3A.
Mm-hmm.
Velma Jackson sitting there. They're going to win. Looks like to win the region. But Crystal Springs now at 2-2. McGee now at 2-2 in the region. You got Raleigh there at 3-1. So it looks like Raleigh and Velma Jackson, and now McGee and Crystal Springs could be the two teams in. Depends on what St. Andrews, what happens with St. Andrews over the next couple of weeks. But it's interesting to see in Mississippi high school football that, you know, now that we've expanded the playoffs, it's been going on for a long time now, over a decade. Used to, it was the top two teams in district got in.
Right.
Then we went to four teams in district, but it's made it a lot more fun, especially when you're talking about who gets in, who gets left out. Because a lot of times, with back in the old day, in the old system, when it was just two teams that could get in, you sometimes knew that mid-season. Like,
yeah.
You knew these two teams were going to be in and everybody else was playing for nothing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, also in 3A, you know, Jefferson Davis County won tonight over Seminary by the score of 27-14. So now Jefferson Davis County is 4-0 in district play and 9-1 overall. Yazoo County, also mentioned them. They're now still undefeated, 4-0 and 9-0 in overall. But Yazoo County beat J.Z. George tonight 49-6. So that's another strong 3A school.
You know, it's interesting looking through some of these, and I think we're at the point in the season now where we can start projecting with 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
We can start projecting playoff fields. I mean, some playoff classification 2, 3, and 4 start in a week. Well, not
right.
In 2 weeks.
Right.
When we're on the last weekend of the regular season, those classifications will be in the first round of the playoffs. MAIS will be in the playoffs. So it's that time of year where we can look ahead and start projecting. Again, talking about 5A, I mean, look, we talk about West Point and how they're basically the New England Patriots of 5A football. But Cleveland Central, I mean, undefeated at 10-0. Coming in tonight, they had scored 303 points, only given up 144. I mean, Cleveland Central is a team that could slip in and really end up in that north half against West Point. And, you know, you guys, you've seen this longer than I have. You get into a championship setting on a Friday night
right.
in the state of Mississippi, it's cold, crisp air, a lot of things can happen.
Well, you know, we covered West Point early in the season with Peanut Game, and you guys asked me that night coming back, because the battle then was between who really is number one. Is it Pearl or is it West Point? Is it Pearl or is it West Point? And there was that big back and forth, you know, going with who was ranking them there and who wasn't ranking them there. And I said then that I think West Point is the better team, and I still think that. Just simply because they have produced week in and week out. You know, we talk to Flynn just about every week, and he's always talking about the heart attack kids over at Pearl. But you don't have those heart attacks coming out of West Point.
No, you
just
don't. You really don't. And, you know, what's interesting, though, is Pearl has coming in tonight had only given up 86 points in 6A football. Now, there's some matchups in there where they played early region games, maybe a team in 5A. West Point, 66 points in 5A. I mean, if these two teams squared off, it would be, I think, a heck of a ballgame there.
Where is the Rankin County Super Bowl this year?
Brandon.
It is at Brandon.
It is at Brandon at the new facility.
Okay. At the new stadium. Okay.
Bulldog Stadium right there off Highway 18.
Okay. Well, of course, Pearl won tonight over Jim Hill. And you know, they won 49-6. And in the last couple of weeks, they've had some games where they just were clearly dominant. But,
sure.
You know, their first schedule, I guess Brandon the same way.
Yeah.
That first 7 or 8 games was just brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, the schedule was so tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of Brandon's losses this year have come by way of teams from 6A North that will be in the playoffs, every one of them.
Right.
Northwest Rankin, Tupelo, Madison Central, and then, of course, they lost to Petal, who could still be in the playoffs. I mean, Brandon could get into this thing with 4 losses, potentially 5 to Pearl, depending on how that shakes out, losing to all playoff teams. So, you know, we talk about it. I mean, all these, you know, 5A, 6A, they're scheduling these unbelievable non-conference or non-region schedules.
Well, I'll tell you what, as the season winds down, it starts to ramp up, doesn't it?
It does.
It starts to get exciting. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will visit visit with Rachel Richlinski from Fox 40 and Sportsnet. So we'll have that for you on the other side of the break. You stay right here with us as Friday Night Under the Lights rolls on after this.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Don Barnes along with you, along with Jake Wimberly. And over at the scores desk for the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk, we have George Broadstreet. Thanks, George, for being with us all through the night tonight. And, you know, we are always involved in some kind of conversation, and we've got people that are tuned in on the website. We've got people listening all over MPB, all over the state on MPB. And then, of course, we've also got our Twitter account and our Facebook account and all those things. And somebody's been communicating with us from Twitter. Anybody can do that. So if you have your Twitter account and would like to send us a tweet, then you can do that. But I think, Jake, you got some traffic tonight.
Well, yeah, Coach Plummer, J.J. Plummer at Terry, had sent me a tweet. He said, hey, Terry won 23-7 over George County, which we've been talking about that Georgia mentioned.
Right.
He says, Terry's first winning season since 2006.
Wow.
Think about that. 11 years. I mean, that is amazing. I'm telling you, that Terry program, what he's doing down there and his staff is doing down there is amazing. I mean, when you talk about 2006, I can remember living in Terry. I used to live in Terry.
Yeah.
Being down there, that's when I was down there. I would drive to South Mississippi and cover and come back up. I remember watching Terry and Wayne County in that South, I think it was 4A or 5A, I can't remember back then.
Right.
Championship when the Dixons played at Terry.
Yeah,
Wayne
okay.
County,
yeah.
A little bit better team.
Right.
But props to the town of Terry
and
Coach Plummer and everything that's going on there. It's a heck of a year. They still got football to play.
Absolutely. You just got to keep pushing and keep pushing, and good things happen. That's exactly how that goes. All right, hey, let's go check on the phone lines and see. I think we've got Rachel Richlinski on there from Fox 40 Sports Deck. And we do appreciate you hanging in with us late night tonight. Rachel, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Just posting some stuff to the web so people can get their sports.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. We're the last folks in here until the morning producers get here. That's how it works.
What did you cover tonight?
So I went to the first quarter and part of the second quarter of the Germantown game. That was Cleveland Central at Germantown. And I didn't have to stay too long because highlights happened pretty fast in that game. When I showed up, couldn't get into the school easily, by the way. Whoever's at Germantown, it's so dark out there. That was like my second time going out there at night. But by the time I got in there, of course, kickoff had already happened. But Germantown was, they made it to the red zone. They were fixing the score. And then something happened. Ball comes out, Cleveland Central to scoop and score. And it's 7-0, and then it turned into 14-0, and they just kept going. I think they had 3 touchdowns to 0 for Germantown, and then Germantown finally got 1 touchdown, and then I was able to lead, but it was Cleveland Central that ended up getting the win, and I wasn't too surprised by that, seeing how fast they came out. They had a quarterback that was, wait a minute, I said how tall he was, 6'9", I believe?
Yeah.
This was a quarterback.
Huge.
Yeah, he was really tall and lengthy. Yeah, and they ran a couple of little interesting plays. Like whenever they got down to the red zone after their second touchdown, they moved the quarterback outside and they let one of their running backs take the snap and score. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's not like you can be too sneaky with that tall of a quarterback, though. Yeah, 6'9", Kamarian. I don't know if I'm saying his first name right, but Kamarian Williams.
I think you got it. I think you nailed it. Kamarian Williams,
I tell you.
And he's not the kind of guy that you'd want to stand in front of and maybe mispronounce his name. I don't think he'd probably step on you.
Probably not.
So was that the only game that you covered tonight, or did you catch another one?
No, that's the only one I got to go to because I have to make it back and check sports deck and everything. Doing that solo these days. But have a little surprise guest for you if you'd like.
Oh, cool. We love surprise guests. Sometimes.
I know, he's not much of a surprise, but Chris Hutchinson is sitting next to me, and he went to a couple games tonight, so if you guys have time, he can tell his little...
Put Chris on.
All right. So here's Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. Hey, Chris.
Who
did you cover?
Great segue. Y'all talked about Terry. I was there for the first quarter of the Bulldogs' big win against George County, and I mean, just kind of echoing what you guys were saying about the job J.J. Plummer's done, I've been just as impressed with their defense as I have been with their offense. They brought Tyreek Pegues in last week to kind of go for a vertical kind of passing threat, and it worked with that huge upset win last week over Oak Grove, and it kind of segued perfectly into tonight. First touchdown of the night was a nice little 3-yard pass from Tyreek Pegues to give them a 7-0 lead. And it was homecoming, so of course Boobie Dixon was there. So I kind of had to get an ISO shot of him.
Absolutely. But whenever you've got an opportunity to get one in with Boobie D, you got to.
Yeah, I got to. I just said Boobie in the building. I'm like, if I wasn't in Mississippi, supposed to be confused. But here, you don't have to worry about it. Say Boobie in the building. I was like, everybody knows what that means. So we're good. But yeah, saw the first. Yeah.
Boobie in Mississippi.
But yeah, caught the first quarter of Terry. Also caught Old Brook in Wingfield. I don't know if you guys have talked about the Panthers. 8 straight wins.
Mm-hmm.
They have not lost since August 18th. Against Pearl.
Well,
stunning to me.
Old Brook is running. They're rolling.
Oh yeah, I mean it's just everything. They've gotten everything humming. I mean, offense, defense, and special teams. They've got a really solid kicker too, so that could pay dividends, especially when we get deep into November. I mean, a couple weeks to go, and now they're still definitely in the mix for a district title, and at least, at minimum, I think they've locked up at least a home playoff game.
So we'll
kind of see how the last 2 weeks unfold to the Panthers.
We were just saying the last 2 weeks, it really starts to get interesting, and a lot of these teams are going to, it's theirs to lose in a lot of cases, in a lot of ways. So it's going to be exciting as we roll on in the last couple of weeks of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, next 2 weeks, you've got Madison Central Northwest Rankin, which will probably be our game of the week, gratuitous plug. And then you've got Eat Dirt in a couple weeks' time, which will essentially decide the district title. But then you've got little, you've got kind of other games outside the Metro that are going to be absolutely critical. And shout-out, I mean, speaking of the Metro, shout-out to the Lanier Bulldogs. First playoff appearance. They clinched their first playoff appearance since 2004.
They deserve it.
Absolutely deserve it. I mean, going, and now it's a, they've got a great matchup next week against Florence, where if Lanier wins, they're the three seed. Still a road playoff game, but a three seed with a new head coach and a new district is nothing short of staggering.
Yeah, no doubt. No
Lanier winning tonight over Richland 26-10. And that is their, you know, their second win in the district and their fourth win overall. But that's huge for Lanier because, I mean, you know, like I say, you know, hadn't been in the playoffs in years.
Right.
Right. Huge.
Well, all right, Chris, tell Rachel.
2004.
Yeah, 2004. So we appreciate you guys over there, Fox 40. Thanks for sticking around with us on the air tonight. And tell Rachel we said thank you, and we'll talk with you guys again soon.
No problem. Y'all take care.
All right. The guys over there at Fox 40 Sports Deck doing a good job getting the late night scores down.
Mm-hmm. Doing a great job. Yeah, Chris is a great guy, and Rachel does a great job as well. That that whole Fox 40 crew, they do a really good job. And we've talked about it before. We've got some rock-solid media members right here in the Metro.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about Josh Jackson and Rachel and Chris, and, of course, you talk about Annie over at the Clarion Ledger, and, of course, Will Salmon, who was there and who's now in Starkville. And These guys and girls are extremely talented. You just take Courtney Cronin, who was here covering high school football just a few short years ago. Now she's covering the Minnesota Vikings for ESPN.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's not – I mean, you go from covering Mississippi high school football to the Minnesota Vikings, it's not a bad step up.
No. I think I could take that.
Yeah.
I would take that.
Yeah.
But she was talented now.
Then again,
you could listen to her for a few minutes and tell that she knows what she's talking about, and very smooth, and did a really good job here.
Yeah.
But if I did that, see, then I would have to give up hanging out on Friday nights with Malcolm Broom from the Peanut Growers Association.
And I don't know if you
I ran out of, I mean, officially ran out of peanuts tonight. Gave away his last pack of peanuts. He's had to order more.
Wow.
Well, speaking of which, I think we mentioned to Russ last week, which he's not here, but I think we ran out of them here.
No, you
know, the box was empty.
You did mention that last week.
We have.
Yeah.
I mean, as a matter of fact, I said something to him about that tonight, and he said, well, I was going to bring you some, but my shipment didn't come in.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he was down to his last pack tonight, and we gave them all away right there in Tallahatchie.
We'll give it up to the fans.
Yeah,
you
we'll
know.
We'll get some more. As a matter of fact, speaking of which, we'll be at Warren Central for the game against Starkville next week, and then we wrap up the Peanut Games of the Week the following week with Ridgeland and Germantown.
Hey, Coach Plummer wants to know, will the show be tonight podcast? Will we have it on the website?
As always, archived. Everything is archived on the website. So,
okay.
Yeah, it should be there, and hopefully it'll be there relatively quickly.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get it to him. Coach Plummer is listening to the show on 88.9. He said he wanted to get the show so his coaches could hear the show too. He said he really enjoyed the Terry Love tonight, and he wants his guys to hear that. So we'll get that show to Coach. I'll get that to you if you're still listening. I'll go pull it off the website and send it to you.
Absolutely. Well, we always will have an archive of everything that we do when we stream it, so that will be easy to do. And if it's not even up on the website for an archive, because he is who he is, you know, maybe we can pull a special and get him something there so that his guys can hear that. You got any final thoughts on anything?
I just think it was another great night of high school football. Things that stood out tonight, again, Terry wins tonight. Brandon has a big win tonight. They've, again, as we talked about with the guys on Fox 40, they've actually set this thing up now. They win next week. It's that Rankin County Super Bowl is going to be an amazing ball game. Mm-hmm. Also, Poplarville winning big.
Hattiesburg
winning big in Park Lane.
Absolutely.
Across the Park Lane.
Absolutely. Taking down Jackson Academy. So, that's a huge, huge week. How about you, George?
Well, I mean, kind of the same stuff, but, I mean, talking about games next week, I mean, Warren Central and Starkville, that'd be a good matchup. Because I don't think anybody – if they get in the playoffs, and I heard Lewis Oswald talking about this earlier – I mean, I don't know that you want to play Warren Central in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, they're salty.
They are.
It's going to be a great one. Hey, we want to say thank you on our way out. Thank you to all of our folks who helped make this possible with Wendy's and Mississippi Peanut Growers Association, Shelter Insurance, and, of course, the Mississippi Sports Medicine Clinic. We couldn't do it without you, and we do appreciate you ever so much being with us. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll be back with another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights next Friday night right here. Good night, everybody.